Hi there, everybody. This is Donna Fox talking to you live from Ohio. And it is, it's the Sunday before New Year's. We're about ready to say adios to 2013. And you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. I am a certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant. And if you've looked up on the website on BBS Radio, you know that the name of the show is, like I said, Akashic Wisdom. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. Every thought, word, and deed is registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what it also says is you are my guest. So what does that mean? That means that you have the opportunity to call in and ask whatever questions you want of the Akashic Records, and I will bring forth the Akashic Wisdom via a sacred prayer that is said, and that's how I access the Akashic Records. So if you are in Canada or in the United States, you can call us toll-free at 888-429-5471. And if you want to dial direct, you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. And so what is the message for the end of the year is what I'm always asking. There's like, what do we need to know about 2013, and what do we need to know about 2014? Well, first of all, we have to really, what's coming forward right now is that 2013 was what I'm hearing is a year of learnings. We learned that if we never knew it before, we definitely know it now, that nature is nothing to mess with. That nature has had its way with planet Earth in a way that we quite have not seen before. And it's been happening since, for the last at least 6 years or more, and actually more than that, it's been the last 10 years. The idea here is that we need to learn to take care of the earth, because when we take care of the earth, we take care of ourselves. We've also learned that the human condition in some areas needs a whole lot of love. Again, not anything we didn't know before, but it's really evidencing itself in a way that we've never seen before. Children killing children, children killing parents. Now, yes, we can say that these are all karmic and that those folks who actually participated in those tragedies, they had a job to do, and that would absolutely be true. And that job would be to bring awareness to those of us who are truly seeking. And the awareness is that our children need more love as they're growing. They need to have the parents there. We can no longer ask daycare to supply the love of the mother and the dad. It's impossible to expect that. And we need to look at the way, not only are we raising our children, but also in the way that we are alienating them. And we need to take responsibility for that. We need to look at how we are treating the animals, not only the whales and the dolphins, but all the endangered species, like the tiger and the gray wolf. And there are many more that I have not even mentioned. We need to take care of those living beings that, although do not look like us, still have a beating heart and a soul. We need to look at the prejudice that is in this world today for people who are different than ourselves. We need to move into and help the countries that have banned not only LGBT populations, it's lesbian, gay, and transgendered, and bisexual. We can no longer judge. It is not our job to judge. We don't have to agree. But there are countries like Uganda that are making it impossible for people to live their lives. They have passed a law that says anyone that is connected with gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, it's really basically gay and lesbian, if you're found out to be gay or lesbian, then you're imprisoned for life. Some are stoned and murdered. And their families, their friends, can also be imprisoned. This is a federal law of Uganda. India is also, and that's what's so incredible to me. India, where all the wonderful Eastern religion has come from, or the belief systems, that they are now so judgmental of those who are different. And the list goes on. We as human beings cannot allow other human beings to suffer for who they are just because they are different than we. This sounds like a depressing message, but the reality is there are tons of lessons and learning and positive actions here. And it all can be summed up is that we have to love more and eliminate hate. And if we can't eliminate hate, we have to love more and hate less. We have to love more and judge less. And the judgment that we carry in many cases is for ourselves. We have to stop judging ourselves. We have to start loving and knowing that we are doing the best we can with what we have. We have to start moving inward to the love part of our being and eliminate everybody else's opinions of who we are and what we're capable of, and only know that we are perfect in our imperfection. But we have to love more. We have to tolerate more. Tolerate more in differences, not evil. We have to love more in understanding. And that understanding needs to come from deep within us for all that we are and all that we're not and all that we are yet to be. We have to look in the mirror and say, I forgive. I forgive you for not knowing. And I forgive you for being helpless. And I forgive you for whatever it is that you think was so terrible that you are beating yourself up for the rest of your life. There's a beautiful forgiveness prayer that has come through from the Akashic Records that is available to anyone who asks for it. And if you would like a copy of the forgiveness prayer brought forward by Mary Parker, the founder of the Akashic Records work, all you need to do is email me. And I will send you a copy of the forgiveness prayer. And that forgiveness prayer, and my email address is info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. And that's Akashic Wisdom, the same name as the show. And again, my name is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And you can email me at info at akashicwisdom.com your questions. Okay? And here's the other piece. You can call and talk to me live today. If you're in Canada or the United States, you can dial toll-free at 888-429-5471. Or if you want to dial direct, You can dial at 530-763-1594. And that's where you can dial. So if you'd like a copy of the forgiveness prayer that will deeply help you in your journey to forgiveness, I'd be happy to send it to you free of charge. Okay? I'll email it to you. And you can share it with others. We just ask that you maintain the copyright on the prayer. So that's what's happening in 2013. There was many, many beautiful, wonderful discoveries. There were amazing scientific things, and there were awful governmental things. You know, 2013 was the year that was, where we learned a lot about what we don't want from our government, where we learned about a lot about what we do want from our government, and I'm not even going to go into those politics. But the reality is, it was a year of learning. And for many of you out there, it was a year of money problems as well as, you know, wealth. I mean, we had one of the largest lotteries that was won, and that was good. Blessings to those folks who win the lotteries. God bless them. Hopefully they're going to be wise with their winnings. So we have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to choose if we want to make better. But the most important thing in when we choose to be better is that it's an individual choice of how you can be better for you. I'm not talking about resolutions here. I'm talking about observation. So Dr. Phil always says, how's that working for you? And so what you need to look at in your life is areas that you don't like. You need to look at the behavior and ask yourself, how's that working for you? And if you're just continuing to do all the things you always have done, waiting for it to change, this is the year to change it. Because 2014 is upon us. Very, very, just a few days away. And we have a wonderful opportunity to create a new life, a new way of being, a new way of looking at life circumstances. We have a brand new way. In fact, that brand new choice comes every day. As soon as that sun comes up and you get out of your bed, you can make a difference. You don't have to wait till New Year's. You can look into your heart and decide how you want to make your changes. But don't take more than you can chew. As they say, don't bite off more than you can chew. Allow yourself to make your changes slowly but profoundly. So if you'd like, you can make a list of all the things that you want to change, but don't try and do it in one day. Just take a little bit at a time, and by the same time next year, things will be a whole lot different for you. Whether it's choosing not to procrastinate on one project and then another and another, whether it's moving into forgiveness of self and others, whether it's moving into gratefulness and claiming your I am presence, whether it's about looking at life and people and the way they operate and the way they behave in a non-judgmental manner. I mean, all these things, they roll up into one. And the more you do all of those different things, which is gratefulness, non-judgment, being joyful, taking a little bit at a time of what makes you feel uncomfortable. See, all the negative stuff that we carry around with us, it's all about punishing ourselves. You know, I mean, if you're a procrastinator or you know, you're moving into deep judgment, all you're doing is punishing yourself. You're actually just, what you're doing is proving everybody right about what you are not. Because because it's not doing anything to prove to anybody about who you are. So take 2014 and decide, who are you? Who do you want to be? And what action steps do you need to take to become the person you want to be? One step at a time. Baby steps. And make each step and write it down. Every day, take a baby step. And so keep a log of it so you can look back and see how proud you are of yourself for doing all the things you need to do to make you feel good about you. That's very, very important. Very important today. You really need to look at that so importantly. Why? Because you're worth it. Why? Because you have another beautiful year that's been given to you. You know, each time we wake up in the morning, it's a gift. And that, at least that's the way I look at it. I believe that it's a gift just to wake up in the morning and to see the sunlight, even if it's cloudy, to give my kitty cats a kiss and make sure that they're happy. All of that is what we want to do. That's what it's all about. We want to wake up and feel happy. And when we wake up and feel happy, we get a chance to be grateful. And when we are grateful, we have a wonderful, wonderful way of being. So what are you deciding you want to create for the new year? What do you want to create? How do you want to be? What's new for you? What do you want to discover this year? This year, what do you want to discover? Make a list of the things that you've always wanted to do but never have, and make this the year of discovery. So give me a call. Let's talk about what you'd like to do for the new year. Maybe the Akashic Records has some suggestions for you. Happy to do that. And you can call us again toll free at 888-429-5471 or direct at 530-763-1594. And you can email me your questions, if that makes it easier for you, at info@akashicwisdom.com. So I get questions, and this question, maybe it's going to help. I'm going to just read it because I think it's an important question. And so the person wrote in, why do I get stuck or overwhelmed or distracted by TV and not do what I know will make me happy and proud of me, which is kind of a little bit what we're talking about. So the Akashic Records answer this person, your avoidance is a sign of depression, rebellion, great sadness and grief, feeling unworthy of love and anger at self. Numbness is easier. Lack of action just perpetuates your low opinion of yourself and continues the cycle. And so it also, in working with this person, they were asking more questions. Would it be helpful to know where this started? They were asking about like maybe a past life or maybe it says to heal, clear, or neutralize this pattern or eliminate it. And the Akashic Records responded, your anger and depression is about things you feel are beyond your control. It is a child within that feels helpless to control or fix them. The overwhelm is the feeling of being out of control. The feeling of not being effective. And so what you have to do is, they give this person an example, like when you start to organize, there is no place to put your things, and that frustrates you. Then you hear the words of others telling you you have to have no room, and that makes you angry. And you combine this, and you feel stuck, so you stop. And so the idea here what the Akashic Records eventually said is to take time to create space, all right, for the stuff that this person had. But the recommendation is just do a little each day. Make it easy. Bless yourself as you do this. Move into gratefulness for your abundance. Pray for yourself and others so that when you're even organizing, by making it a sacred ritual, if you will, by blessing yourself, because you do have too much stuff, that's again, blessing yourself, you know, for abundance, and you want to, you move into gratefulness. And then you continue to pray and ask for help and bless others. And I think we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi,
hello?
Donna. This is
I can hardly hear you. I can't hear you. Hello?
Hi, Donna.
Yes.
Hi. I'm calling to request a little more clarification as to what the Akashic Records are. Specifically,
okay.
I have a problem.
Wow, you're cutting out on me, Carol. What is your name?
This is Barry.
Is that Jerry or Barry?
Barry.
With a B?
With a B, right.
Okay,
but,
are you on a speakerphone?
No. It's unfortunate that we're having an issue here.
Okay, so, all right, so we're just going to talk slower, and so you wanted more clarification on what the Akashic Records are, is that correct?
Specifically, and I could back off if I could just get my my issue across here as what
sure.
I don't understand is the notion that because it's a record, something is written, and therefore there's something preordained, whether or not that is it's a tendency, which is an inherited tendency, like the Indian notion of vasanas, so to speak. If there's something here that's it's an aspect of it that's discovery that's latent, awaiting discovery. I imagine is how I'm trying to express myself.
Okay, so just don't hang up.
My notion of
I want your input. Okay. So first of all, let me just back up. Just wait a minute. First of all, you have to understand, and I think you already do, that everything on the planet is vibration and frequency. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay.
I do, certainly.
Okay. And so a thought is a vibration, an action is a vibration, and words, when they're spoken, is a vibration and frequency. All of those carry vibration and frequency. What the Akashic Records are is a repository for all those vibration and frequencies. And those vibrations and frequencies started beyond time. And the Akashic Records is the repository for not only this planet's actions or vibrations and frequencies, but galactically as well. And within the Akashic Records, nothing is written in stone. There, as human beings, our soul creates, let's say, a curriculum or an agenda of what the soul would like to experience. Every day, every choice that you make from one breath to another creates a new reality of which there are new choices. So within the Akashic Records, there are many probabilities and possibilities based on our free will choice. So when I go into the Akashic Records for a client and they ask for insight into a situation, let's say, that happened in their life, they want to understand what the soul's purpose was or what was the reason or what was the lesson behind it, that question, then that, again, that question and the intention of that information is a vibration and frequency. The prayer that I use shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so that information comes forward to help the individual gain greater insight into what's happening in their life in the here and now. The Akashic Records are not necessarily prophetic in the fact that there are many levels and areas and realms within the Akashic Records. So there is a psychic element within the records, what I work with is the here and now. I don't do prophecy. I help people feel empowered, knowing they have free will choice to create their life. So within the Akashic Records, again, because there are many probabilities and possibilities, the person, they make one choice now and they make another choice that takes them on whatever path they're going on for their experience. And they can change at any moment just by making a different choice.
Okay,
so now that
my
I've explained
is,
that, what questions do you have?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to talk long and
can
loud.
Can they really, pardon me?
Okay, this is better. I can hear you now.
Okay. What you're implying is that there's a set of choices which can be made, but you know, based on the here and now. But are they just a consequence of the line of least resistance, so to speak?
Depends on the person.
Are they a result of a tendency that's built
depends
up?
Depends on the person.
Of course. So the Are you saying that the records do belong to people individually? I imagine
yes.
Is what I'm trying to get at.
Yes, they
do.
Each individual has their own records. Plus, there's the records of the planet. Everything that has ever lived, or is living now, has an Akashic record. A plant, an animal, a fish, a tree, a human, land.
Thank you very much. How do we make more informed choices as to what behaviors we pursue for more harmonious outcomes, so to speak?
Well, if in fact you did know how to open your own Akashic records, you could ask for insight, but if you don't, what's being recommended is that you move into your feelings about what feels in alignment and what does not. See, when you know how to open up your own Akashic records, your feelings are heightened, so you can actually it's really more of your awareness. It's not really the feelings. It's more of awareness. So that if you ask, show me what it would feel like if I were to, and you fill in the blank. And then you get that feeling, and then you ask another question about, show me what it would feel like if I were to with a different situation. And you choose which feeling feels better. Now, you can do that on your own and give that a shot and try it. Many people do it. The only difference is the person knows how to work with their Akashic Records, they can answer questions. Whoops, can't hear you again.
Okay. What motivated my call was a little more broader than that. In as much as our civilization is based on a series of profound discoveries. Most recently,
right.
What's obvious is nuclear power. Before that, the discovery of calculus. Lasers and fission, fusion, all these things were indeed discoveries. So it's my assumption they were written in some way. And
well,
how does mankind make these choices as a species?
To receive that information, you mean?
No, to proceed with those discoveries. We don't have the choice of the discovery. That's obvious to me.
Oh, I disagree. It depends on how open you are. It depends on the individual and the species, how open they are to receiving the information. And in the last 50 years, our society, or our humanness, if you will, our species has been very open, okay, to revolutionary things. It's also, you have to understand that it's not just within the Akashic Records that this information comes forward. It is also, it's the soul's intention of that individual scientist, for lack of better, just for an example, that they are open to receive or quote-unquote remember what they came for, and open their consciousness to receive it. The other thing that's very important for us to remember or to know is that we are not alone in this universe, and that there are other off-planet beings that are playing a part in helping us. And sometimes that information is received from the individual scientist quite by what they believe to be action or revelation or discovery, when in fact it's being given to them via thought form as planned by the two souls involved, or by the group of souls involved.
Indeed. Indeed.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Well.
Does that make sense
to
you?
Entirely. The issue is that some of the most profound discoveries, and there's discoveries and inventions, two very different things, and people confuse them, but they're very different, have taken place simultaneously in different parts of the world.
Exactly.
To me, that's profound.
And that is not by accident, by the way.
Absolutely not. And the outcome of the individuals, the subsequent life that they led, was very different. And
correct.
You know, that goes back to the
Oops, you're fading on me, kiddo. Come back to me.
Back to the egos that discovered it. But so you've helped me immensely. Understand what these records are on a personal level. It's a series of choices,
right?
On a more galactic level, it's an interchange.
Yes, it is.
I demand. Am I reading that correctly? Or
absolutely. But
correctly?
Please understand that your access to the Akashic Records is your birthright. And that you have that ability, okay, everyone has the same ability to access the Akashic Records. Some people access the Akashic Records quite naturally without any prompting. Other people, you, for example, will come to a class and learn the prayer so that they can better work with the Akashic Records. But your knowing is your birthright. What you need to remember is your knowing needs to be aligned with it, the divinity within you. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Okay. I do. I'm just trying to understand the benefit of that.
The benefit of what?
There is so much.
Whoops, you're fading.
Of being aligned.
Come back to me.
The benefit of being aligned with that.
The benefit of being aligned with your divine. It means that you're always going to be within the space of love. And when you're in the space of true love, you align with the divine. It's impossible to do anything destructive to humankind.
Very good. So it would bring the maximum benefit to
correct.
Right. Okay. Very good. Very, very well presented. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
what, ask
your time.
What city you're calling
that
from?
That was wonderful. Pardon me?
What city are you calling from?
Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so glad this was helpful to you. Are you a first-time listener, or you've listened before?
I've listened before, a few months ago.
Great. Please
Thank
feel
you.
Free to call
Thanks
in
again.
At any time with more questions. You're delightfully stimulating.
Appreciate it. You too.
Yep.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Have a great one. Thank you. It's questions like that, ladies and gentlemen, and that kind of interaction and discussion that makes this this program so unique for me and uniquely profound. Because what happens is when your energy connects with the Akashic records that are open and you ask these wonderful questions, I get the chance to be able to bring forth from the records the information that you need. And subsequently, because you're asking the question, that many, 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 many of you also want to know. And so in one question that's asked by you, you have now satisfied hundreds, and I don't know, many, could be thousands of people out there. So please, if you have questions, please call in. Because it's so important to have this interchange, and or email me. I will answer your questions any way you present them, but having them verbalized is very powerful, because that verbalization creates a vibration, and that vibration is what gets us to the right area of the records. As you may or may not remember or know if you've listened before, your question, all I need is your legal name and your question to get to the right areas of the records. When we're on the phone like this, and you call in and you just give me your first name, it's because it's about locking in so that it's almost like a vibrational alignment that happens, and so that I can help you with the information that's most important to you. And so that's why I've said before that the Akashic Records are like a giant divine Google, a fabulous search engine, because when, you know, it's just your name and the question gets us to the right area of the records. And I personally think it's quite amazing. And remember, I've been doing this for over 17 years, so I've got to tell you, I'm always amazed at what comes forward. It's just amazing to me. So again, if you would like to call in your questions and have a bit of dialogue, that's great. No one will know your name. You can email me your name, and I will not mention your name if you ask me not to. But it's your energy. See, it's even though I ask for the name, it's really your energy. Anyway, so you can call toll free at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. So you know, the idea of being able to bring this information to you is probably one of my greatest gifts. I so enjoy talking with you and helping you understand and really anchoring more information on the Akashic Records onto the planet, because the more we can anchor this energy, the more consciousness will expand on its own. The more people that ask the questions, the more the energy is present, and people will be able to access this on their own. The more people, let's say, who take a class, not just from me, but there are other teachers on the planet here, you know, the more you take a class, if you take a class to open your own Akashic Records, the more the energy is anchored and the more consciousness expands. Because the more consciousness we have available to us and the more consciousness that we are able to use to live our lives creates an awareness and an awareness field around us that is absolutely noticeable by other people. And the more you use the Akashic Records, the more peaceful you are, because you know you have like a best friend in spirit that helps and guides you without taking your power away, but empowers you with helping you know who you are, what you want, and helps you make decisions that feel good, that feel right. And that's what's important. Again, the Akashic Records will never tell you what to do, but they'll always give you the right amount of information to make the appropriate decisions. So that's why we talk about learning how to access the Akashic Records. And if that's of interest to you, we're going to be doing a class here in Ohio at the end of January, and that would be January 25th and 26th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And you're welcome to join in. And if you register early enough, we can find you a place to stay, and there's hotels around here, and there are even apartments in my building where that people can rent. They're fully furnished apartments, so that is something that's open to you. So you don't have to really worry about how to get to class, because all you got to do is take an elevator. That's kind of fun. So you want to be able to be your own best friend by creating a pathway not only to the divine, but a pathway to the guidance that is so dearly needed at this time of our planet's history. We can no longer go to gurus or to other people for answers to our questions. You want to go to yourself. You want to be able to have the information or the ability to access the information at your fingertips. You don't need to rely on other people anymore. It's up to you to want to move into your highest and best to receive that which you truly desire and is your birthright. So please know that. Also, if you don't get a chance to call into this show or you would like to talk to me privately and personally, you certainly can do that. You can call me on my private number, which is 216-691-1233, and I will call you back. Okay? If I'm not there, if I'm at my desk, I'll answer the phone. If I'm with a client or unavailable, just leave a message and I'll call you back. Again, 216-691-1233. Okay. So, who else would like to call in and chat? Ask questions about the Akashic Records or questions about what's going on in your life. It's a perfect opportunity to get a little bit more insight for the new year. So please give that a shot. So we were talking about 2014 and what lies ahead. And as I just said, I don't do prophecy, but what's important for us, is, as I was saying before, is to decide what we want to shift in our life and then ask our higher self, and in my case, I would open the Akashic Records, and ask the Akashic Records, what action steps can I take to create? And then I would fill in the blank. But if you just sit back, and please understand, when you're dealing with any type of guidance or any type of higher self, please know that the information that comes forward is always loving. It's never critical. It's never going to be you should or you better or why didn't you. This is not like dealing with any authority figure you ever worked with. This is loving, and it's gentle, and it's profound. So if you work with your own guidance, know they are not going to be criticizing you. They're going to be helping you and uplift you with answers that are caring, loving, and worthwhile. So just know that you don't have to worry or be afraid. So that's important information, I would think. At least I have a lot of clients that concerns them, even if they don't go into their own records because they haven't taken the class yet. But it's important for you to know that you have the ability to access your higher self. If you would like more information about that, you can certainly email me, info@akashicwisdom.com. And so there's a lot of people out there that say, well, I can't take the class because I can't meditate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to meditate. In fact, all the work that we do with the Akashic Records is all conscious with our eyes open. So you're not doing anything that is in any way, shape, or form taking your power away. You're totally conscious 100% of the time. So I just want you to know that. Again, this is about empowering you. So how many people have watched their children playing and wonder where they get some of their stuff that they see them doing? I've had some of those questions before about how kids know what they know. Well, you'd be surprised what kids listen to or see on TV, but it's really more about listening. So what I'm going to suggest, or what's coming forward to suggest to you, is to be very aware of what you talk about even when you think your children are not listening. Because kids will somehow bring it forth because it's in the air. I mean, you think they can't hear you, but their subconscious hears you. Absolutely. So be aware and take care of those wonderful children that are gifts to you. So we have about 5 minutes more of the show, and then we're going to be wishing everybody a Happy New Year. So I don't know what you folks are doing on New Year's, but if you're not doing anything, then I would suggest that you do a bit of a ritual, if in fact you're called to it. And that's to write down all the things that you want to get rid of, all right, and write them on small pieces of paper, rip them up, and I don't know if anybody has any ashtrays left in this world or not, but if in fact you don't have a quote-unquote ashtray, get a ceramic or a metal bowl, not a plastic, and put those things that you want to say goodbye to, that you want to change, into the bowl and burn them. And then what you do is you take those ashes and clean them out really well. Now don't throw them down the toilet. You're going to want to put them you can just throw them out the air if you want, but if you don't want to, again, if you're in upstairs in an apartment, you don't want to get the ashes into somebody's eye. So, or you can put them in dirt or take them to the beach or the sand or just bury them in the backyard. So you can put them in a little pouch and get them ready to bury them, like on New Year's Eve morning, on New Year's Day morning. And then you also, after you wipe that out first, wipe the bowl out really well, I want you to write down all the things you do that you want to create. All the things that you want to shift in your life. All the energy of love that you want to bring forward. And write those down up here on little pieces of paper. But instead of ripping them up, just put them in the bowl and light them on fire so they're complete. They're not ripped up, they're in completion. And once they're totally, you know, you're going to now send those vibrations to the universe. And you're going to feel joyful as the fire consumes your desires and they are lifted up to the sky in smoke. And then you're going to take those same ashes. And then you're going to use them in a plant that you have either outside or a plant that you have inside as fertilizer. Because you want those desires and that vibration of love and caring to be able to assist a living being in growing. And the plant is definitely a living being. So that's your ritual. And also, by the way, you have a new moon, I think, on January 1st. So I would also write that check out to yourself for what you would like to see brought in this year. Or again, bring forth the, your desires. Another comment I would like to make is on the things that you would like to shift and create for this year. You could also write a list, and you can do both of these things. You're going to write a list, and every morning you are going to say, I am willing to create. I am willing to create and receive, and you fill in the blank. I am willing to create and receive. I'm willing to create and receive. And every morning you read the whole list. At the end of the list, you say thank you. You can say thank you, God, thank you, universe, thank you, spirit. But you say thank you. I am willing to create and receive whatever it is. Okay? So these are some things you can do for the new year to help you have a wonderful new year, to help you have a new and fulfilling life, or a new and more fulfilling life with even better and more wonderful things happening. You are much more powerful than you ever give yourself credit for. I want you to know that you are deeply loved by the universe. I want you to know that you're never alone. And I want you to know that even though we've never met, I send you love and want only the best for you. So it is now my time. It is now 5 minutes before the hour, and I'm going to say goodnight to everybody and wish you a very happy, healthy, blessed new year filled with wonderful explorations and discoveries. And my wish for the new year is to create a syndicated radio show. My wish for the new year is to travel nationally or wherever I'm called to bring forth messages from the Akashic Records and lectures and classes. Have prayer, will travel. And I am willing to travel anywhere to be able to bring the message forth of this wonderful tool for living. And again, my name is Donna Fox. If you'd like to call me personally, again, the number is 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So for tonight, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Happy New Year, everybody. Blessings and light. Good night.